USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department is deciding not to prosecute former FBI Director James Comey for retaining memos about interactions with the Trump White House and for disclosing one such memo to the media. The Department of Justice, though, does sharply criticize Comey for violating FBI and Justice Department policies on handling of information about sensitive law enforcement investigations. Louisiana Republican Congressman John Kennedy reacts to the news.
I believe for a long time, and this report confirms it, Mr. Comey is a meathead. He's a political hack. He hurt the FBI badly.
Kennedy was speaking there on Fox News. The state of emergency has been issued for Florida as Hurricane Dorian takes aim at the Sunshine State. Governor Ron DeSantis is urging people to have a week of supplies on hand, including food and water. The storm is expected to make landfall on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stealth? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind a wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A woman is accusing Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of having an affair with her husband. Dr. Beth Minette says her spouse, Tim Minette, confessed to her in April that he was having an affair with the Somali-born congresswoman. It wasn't something, though, that Omar was interested in talking about when pressed on the issue this week.
I have no interest in commenting on anything that you are about to ask about my personal life.
Omar was speaking there on NBC News. Hey, Siri, can you apologize for Apple? USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Apple is out with an apology for having hired third-party contractors, which it allowed to listen to recordings picked up by its Siri voice assistant. Some of the recordings happened when Siri was accidentally triggered by muffled background, but a whistleblower said the voice assistant routinely recorded people making drug deals and talking about confidential information.
Thank you, Chris, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the news that Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is ending her presidential campaign, many folks are wondering what could she have done different to gain some more traction, as she did not qualify for the third presidential debate like she had hoped for. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Caitlin Muscatello. She's author of a new book titled See Jane Win, The Inspiring Story of Women Changing American Politics. And one of the things we discuss is what people are looking for when choosing a candidate.
I think voters very much see through. If they see something that feels inauthentic, that feels like an act or feels like it's pandering, people are responding to that. And now there's sort of this public response because everyone can respond to that pretty quickly on social media if they choose to. So that authenticity piece of it, I think, is a really key factor going into this 2020 race for candidates to consider. We are seeing people do it well. I would say, in terms of the Democratic primary, we have Elizabeth Warren, who is running very much this, people sort of joke she's like very professorial and she's this policy wonk, and she's really leaned into that. That is something among her supporters. There's this saying that, I have a plan for that, or she has a plan for that. And that has really kind of become her identity, I think, in this campaign, and she's going with that. It does feel very authentic to her.
And finally, the NFL preseason wraps up tonight with Week 4, a full slate of games out there, all beginning at 4 o'clock Pacific time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.